Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests with us, Kate Nachman and Catherine Becker, and they are from CCHSOB. That's lots of initials, and we'll find out more about that, I think. But first of all, good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning.
Kate, we want to find out about a special program, a special event that's coming up called Love Steps Up. When is it and where is it?
Absolutely. Love Steps Up is going to be an event held Saturday morning, October 15th at 9 o'clock in the morning. We are going to hold this event at the Atlantic High School at the track and field. If weather does not allow for an outdoor event, we will move into the gymnasium.
Okay, because this is a walking event, you need a good walking place.
Absolutely. We need a great walking place, and there's a nice level surface, so people should be able to walk easily.
About how long do you think people will be walking?
Approximately an hour. We hope to start out the event with just a welcoming speech and kind of explain what we're doing, why we're doing, and what our plans are for the day. We will have some refreshments. We'll start then next with a walk and then move on to a nice memorial with a balloon release.
Okay. So, good morning to you, Catherine.
Good morning.
What is the purpose of this?
We just want everybody in the community to know that we ourselves have dealt with loss, and we want everybody to know that it's okay. We can all come together and we can get through it together. And
these losses that are special because they involve miscarriages or stillbirths or young babies, is that correct?
Absolutely. Yes. Very much so.
And so as you say, you both work in OB, but you've decided this is a need. Now, does this happen other places, Kate?
Sure. There's places that we're aware of throughout Omaha and Des Moines that offer different memorials, graveside services, or church services. This just felt like something that we needed to have within our community because we do see a growing number of these women and families. It's not just the patient, but their families that are affected by the loss. This just felt like a great opportunity to open up to the community and have anyone come and help share their stories.
And I'm thinking that people, you know, if they're not close to a family, maybe don't think about the grandparents or great-grandparents, brothers and sisters, how that may affect other people.
Absolutely. That's really a tough thing to wrap their head around. I remember with my first miscarriage, both my mother and my mother-in-law both started buying baby clothes as soon as I told them that I was pregnant. So telling them that I was no longer pregnant had just as an impact on them and my other children as it did to me. It was just did not affect me, but also my husband too. Mm-hmm. People often forget the spouses in this time too.
Yes. So many feelings going on, physical changes, mental changes, so many feelings going on. So this is, I think, could be a learning situation as well as sort of a memorial.
Of course. It's oftentimes people don't talk about this. They deal with it in private. And that's one of the big points in this event is that it's okay to talk about and to tell people that this happened. Don't just dismiss it. Don't sweep it under the rug and pretend like it didn't happen and move on. Acknowledge it happened, remember it, and celebrate what you can of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about OB, Catherine. What are some of the special things that you think are offered here at Cass County Memorial Hospital?
First of all, I think we do exceptional good care. We do a lot of one-on-one care. We do a lot of teaching, whether it's your first kid or your fifth kid, sixth kid, doesn't matter. We do a lot of teaching. We have a beautiful unit. We have wonderful nurses that are passionate about their jobs and passionate about babies and moms and making sure that we get them off to a good start and follow them through. We have lactation counselor on staff. We teach a breastfeeding support group every third Thursday of the month from 7 to 9 at night, which is really good. Even if you're thinking about breastfeeding, even if you're still pregnant, just not quite sure, a lot of our moms, we get together, we do weighted feeds, we talk about, okay, this is happening, you know, well, this worked for me, that type of thing. Sometimes I think it's just good to get out of the house and just be with other moms, and not only just for support, but for emotional support too as well. Sometimes just getting out of the house is hard, so I think that's great.
And you talked about you also have a prenatal class.
Yes, I teach a prenatal class. It's usually every other Saturday in the morning, but you can always call the OB department, and a lot of times we can do a one-on-one class so you really get the bang for your buck.
Okay. And is that open to parents, both men and women?
Absolutely. We have, a lot of times it's mom and dad both come, and if you're, the significant other has to work or whatever, like, it's whatever works for them. That's why I'm trying to maybe do more of a one-on-one class so that works better for people's schedules. People that don't deliver here are more than welcome to come to prenatal class.
Yeah, really good point that having that close to home, if there's some reason they need to be away for delivery, it's good to have that close to home support and knowing. I'm guessing they get better acquainted with you and other nurses to say, well, maybe I could ask a question.
Absolutely, yes. I've noticed from teaching prenatal class when I come in and they're in labor and they're like, oh, I remember you. So yeah, I think we bond with our patients. We really truly take them under our wings and we make sure that they get a good step forward.
Okay, and you mentioned breastfeeding, and I'm thinking that when these moms get together, that's not always the easiest thing to do, and they have all different kind of challenges and so on. And maybe for some people it's a breeze, but for others there's questions and challenges. And so that has to be great to get together.
Absolutely. And the babies just don't normally come out and just know what to do. And sometimes it can be very frustrating. And I always say, what's your goal? If your goal is to breastfeed, I'm going to do everything in my power to help you breastfeed. And we also offer a two-day follow-up. So especially for breastfeeding moms is great because we have them come back and we weigh them, make sure they're voiding and stooling and all the stuff that they're supposed to be doing. So that's a service that we offer that gives moms a little more reassurance too.
Yeah, especially for a first mom and dad, I'm thinking there's just so many questions.
Absolutely, and that's an awesome time to ask questions. They come back and they're like, oh, their cord looks a little weird. What do you think? And we look at it. Maybe by then they're having a little bit of jaundice. We check that out, make sure that they're, voiding and stooling to make sure that jaundice is going away. And one thing I want to point out is our doctors are phenomenal. We can call them anytime and say, hey, we have this patient here. What do you think about this? And they are awesome about getting back to us and making sure that their needs are met.
Okay, just lots of personal relationships there that you can build that care on. Kate, this is a special event, and we're going to mention the date and time here again in a little bit. But what about people who, you said, don't close up, but if they want to talk to somebody, this is just one event. What do they do?
Of course. We have, beginning in January of 2017, we're going to be offering support groups as well. We're going to be offering them the first Thursday of the month, every other month, starting in January here at the hospital. And this is nothing on a professional level. It's a personal level so that we can just come together and talk and share feelings and frustrations. And if there is something that's a little bit more in-depth, we do have services available through Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center. There's other counseling available throughout the community. We have booklets available, and those information is also on the hospital website for people to check out as well if they need additional help.
Okay, and the website is
CassCounty healthsystems.org.
Otherwise, just put in, I always think when I give those addresses, I always think, just put in the search, Cass County Hospital Atlantic. It'll come up. You don't have to know the address necessarily. So when this group meets starting in 2017, again, because I, have not had that experience, but I'm thinking that for some people, they may think, well, this happened to me, to our family, 10 years ago. I probably don't need to come to this group.
Oh, absolutely not. Do come to this group because there's losses that can happen maybe a week ago, a month ago that are going to be more fresh, but it's something that you still feel and struggle with for the rest of your life. I remember my very first miscarriage very fondly. I can tell you the date, August 8th of 2008, and I think of that daily. This will never go away, so families are more than welcome to come regardless of how fresh or how long ago the loss was.
Good to know. So I know we'll be doing more publicity on that to let people know about that group that's starting in 2017. So Kate, let's remind folks again about the event.
The event is Love Steps Up, and it's being held Saturday, October 15th at 9 a.m. at the Atlantic High School. It's a free event. There's no registration. We just hope for anyone and everyone in the public to come and help support each other through this horrible time to try and overcome and see some of the positives that may come from it.
All right. We want to thank you very much, Kate Nachman and Catherine Becker, for visiting with us this morning. And until next time, remember, feel the feelings.